Now turn to your right. The first print in the next room, Confederate prisoners being conducted from Jonesboro to Atlanta, is our next stop. In this image, Walker focuses attention on the large silhouetted portrait of an African-American man. Unlike many of her silhouettes, this image is not an exaggerated caricature, instead featuring the kind of delicate contour work that artists like Moses Williams used to convey a sense of the individual posing for a portrait. Because of this ability, silhouettes were historically used in a variety of ways, including to depict enslaved individuals who had run away in posters advertising rewards. In this context, they were considered effective enough representations of facial features to be useful in identifying individuals. In the original scene from Harper's, civilians look on, fascinated, as captive white Confederate prisoners process toward Atlanta. Through her silhouetted addition, Walker conceals a majority of the prisoners. The only Confederate figures that remain visible appear to be glancing upward toward Walker's silhouette. While the original image focused on how white prisoners were objectified and displayed as a spectacle for local Georgians, Walker's addition shifts the gaze of these onlookers to the black man occupying most of the composition, and in doing so, invites viewers to contemplate what it means to be on view for public consumption. The dialogue created between the old and new image highlight histories of the black body in Western society, where it was dominated by white control. It was presented for viewing during slave markets, examined by pseudoscientists searching for physical traits that might indicate racial hierarchies, and sought out as the target of unwanted sexual attention. The exchange that Walker enacts in this image, swapping the white bodies on view for a black one, invites a consideration among all audiences of what it is to be on view. It reveals how looking is itself a powerful and unwelcome form of possession.